Hey friend, welcome to the SOS Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer McDaniel, and today we are going to be talking about how to declutter clothes. I got lots of tips on how to declutter clothing. This goes for my clothing as well as my children's clothing, my husband's clothing, your clothing, all the things. So as a professional organizer, this is a category that I see, and as a mom, just a mom, I see this as a struggle for many of my friends, and it can always be a problem. Like, laundry is one of the biggest frustrations, and as we change seasons of clothing, it seems like laundry just, it's like a month or a couple of weeks of laundry being nonstop. And as we're doing that, as we're changing seasons of clothing, it's the decision with our children, even us, what do we save for next year? What do we put back? Where do we save it? How do we keep it from being overwhelming? How do we make sure that the stuff we're keeping is stuff we're actually going to wear and the stuff we're getting rid of isn't stuff we're going to miss? Okay, so number one thing that I do is go through in my closet. I want everything that is in my closet to be stuff I can wear today, right now. So I kind of do it. I don't have my storage clothes too far away from my closet. So for my family, we don't have dressers for clothing for my children. I have a dresser in my bedroom that I use for my out of season clothes. So I have the shoes and jackets and summer stuff. Whatever season we are not in, that is what is in that dresser. So in my closet is just the stuff that I can actually wear today, this week, right? The stuff that fits me, the stuff that is appropriate for the season and the weather, and I have a variety of clothes in there. I also really try hard to make sure that my closet is full of things that all can be worn together. I love to be able to mix and match my clothes, and I like to take that thought work out of it. So thinking along those lines, when we are starting to pull out our change of season clothes and declutter, what I pull out first is anything that doesn't fit. So that's for me, for my children. I just decluttered. I just pulled out about 6 pairs of pants that do not fit me anymore. I have gained some weight this year and I'm fine with it. But those pants that don't fit me, they're getting packed away. I may lose the weight. I don't know. So they're going in my dresser. They are packed away so that I can try them on later. And also I have a couple of them pulled out for my daughter to try on because she's not too different a size for me. She's, 16. So we can share clothes sometimes. Okay. So I pulled out anything that didn't fit me. I did the same thing in my children's closet. And I went ahead and packed up all of our heavy winter stuff. So heavy sweaters, winter coats. Even though it was in the 30s this morning, like 31, 32 this morning, it's going to be in the 60s this afternoon. So they're not going to wear their coat and haul that around. They're going to wear a couple of layers. So they have on a couple of layers and a sweatshirt. My daughter wanted a blanket instead of a coat today, which is just fine. And so just making sure that we're pulling out all of the heavy stuff, the stuff that looks very wintry this time of year it doesn't feel right for the season. So anything that's really heavy wool, really fuzzy wool, or cotton, just really heavy looking, heavy weight materials, I went ahead and packed all that stuff up. I'm not going to be wearing my winter snow boots again this season, so those can be packed up. Same for my children. As I pulled those things out of their closet, I pulled out anything that was not going to fit them at the end of the year. So my son is turning 10. My youngest son is turning 10. My youngest daughter will be 7. So she stays on the small side, but he is at the larger size of his age. So honestly, anything in a size 10, 12 is not going to fit him next year. Like even in the fall, he is on the last couple of weeks of anything in a 10, 12 for him. and he will be in a 12 or a 12 to 14 for next season. So I've gone ahead and pulled anything out, especially if it had an 8 on it. Some of his pajamas were 8-10, poor guy. So those were really too small for him. So packed up anything in a size 8-10, anything that is going to be too small for him next year. We'll go ahead into the hand-me-down bag to pass to friends and family instead of going into his safe for next season bin. So in my children's closets, we have a bin at the top of the closet for their clothing. They do not have a dresser in their bedroom at all. For my younger children, they have a bin at the top of the closet, just a clear Rubbermaid storage tote that they have their next size and next season clothing in. So anything that I have shopped for next season, which when I did pull his stuff out, I found 5 pairs of shorts that I did not remember. So I'm very grateful to have that. I only purchased 2 for him this week for his birthday coming up. And so I did not overpurchase. He will use all the shorts that he has. And some of the ones in there, I'm not sure if they actually fit him. So they may need to go as well. So like I said, the 10-12s, but some of the sizes just have small, medium, and large. And when you look at a medium, sometimes it looks like a 12 and sometimes it looks like a 10, and the 10s do not fit him. All of his 10 pants are too tight in the hips. So those are going on as well as they're too short. So he definitely wears a 12 in those. So making sure that we're only keeping the things that are going to fit. And I'm not saving anything that is ripped or stained or damaged in any way for next season. I am not the kind of person to repair clothing. I just don't do it. It doesn't happen for me. So that will either go into their hand-me-downs for a friend or family member that does mend clothing or doesn't mind having something that is more play clothes available. So that's going from my home. I do not save that for any of my children if it is in poor condition or myself. If it is damaged, I'm not gonna keep it. I'm not going to fix it. It's just gonna sit there, and then every time I pull it out to wear it, I'm gonna put it back because it's damaged. So for me and my house, that's kind of part of what I do. And if you're the kind of person that you know you do not have plans to mend the clothing, then go ahead and get rid of it and don't feel bad about it. All right, that is number one. We are getting rid of anything that is not the right size. Number two, anything that's really heavyweight or the wrong season, you know, any of your stuff that is not appropriate for the next season. So we're moving out of winter and into spring. So we're going to go with lighter colors, lighter weight materials. We still need layers because it does get cold. Like I said, it was in the 30s this morning, but in the 60s this afternoon. So making sure that we have the layering pieces and making sure that we have seasonally appropriate clothing. And then anything that is out of season, that's all heading out of the closet for myself and my children. I literally did that this morning already. I loaded into my drawer all 3 of my heavier weight coats. I think I had 2 coats and 2 sweaters that were heavy. And I also packed up my black velvet blazer. I'm not going to wear that again this season. I'm going to be picking something that's more linen-y or lighter weight. So that got packed up as well. I'm not pulling out shorts yet because, like I said, it's still very cold in the mornings. So I will wait another couple of weeks, probably mid-April, and pull those out. And I typically do that because our clothing is so close to where we keep our clothing anyways. Like I said, mine's in the bedroom dresser. And my children's are in their closet, just at the top of the closet. It does not take any extra thought to pull that down and grab out a couple of pairs of shorts as I pack up any of their pants that would still be in good condition and would fit them for next season. I'll be honest, my daughter is not going to have but 1 pair of pants that I might save for next season. She has been so rough on her clothing this year. She is coming in every 2 weeks at least with another pair of ruined pants. Like, it is sad. It is so sad. I'm very thankful that I found her clothing secondhand or really inexpensively at Target, but she has literally ripped everything that she has. She got a new pair of pants and she wrote on them at school, or she said she promises it was not her, it was someone else. But anyways, there's marker on them first day she wore them. Like, I'm not spending a lot of money on her clothing this year. She is just not ready for anything really nice. So she will have cute clothes, but they will not be, I will not invest a lot of money in them. Okay, so anything that's going to fit them next season that is in great condition, I go ahead and pack that up now too. So any of their really nice looking wintry stuff, I go ahead and pack that up now. My son had two things that he did not wear very much this season, and they are on the larger size, so they will go for next season for him. And I went ahead and saved his coat that is a size medium because it is a 12 medium, not a 10 medium, and I'm hoping it will fit him at least for the first part of winter next year, so I don't have to purchase a coat for him right away. If I don't find one. So I'm hoping I'll find one that I really like that's a great price this summer or, you know, early fall. I'll be able to find a great coat for him. But if not, I have a backup option. And I do like to save that. My daughter's coats, she's not going to have any of her winter coats. They are both going. They will not fit her next year. They're size 6 or 5/6, and they will not work for her next year. So that's another thing. I know I'm going to have to purchase coats for her. So as we are pulling through all of our clothing, that we are going to make sure that we are getting rid of things that, like, as we're decluttering, I want to make sure that the things that I'm purchasing for my children are mix and match. I don't want to have to correct outfit choices. I want them to be able to wear all of their layers and they all work together. I want it to all look really cute and have their personality in it. So asking yourself, are you really going to wear something? Like, is this something that you're really going to wear? As I'm pulling out my children's clothing, is this something that they're really going to wear? And I will ask them as well. And as you've heard before on my podcast, if you've been listening for a while, I do keep a small amount of clothing out for my children. They do not have more than maybe 10 days at most. Even as we're changing seasons, when I pull out their shorts and stuff, I won't pack up their pants, all of their pants. They'll still have their pants available and their shorts, but they won't have more than 10 days of clothing available for themselves to wear. So I have to do their laundry every week and I have it scheduled by day. But as I am sorting through their clothing to see what they're going to keep out and pulling out their next season clothing and packing up their last season's clothing, I'm making sure that everything is something that can be worn together. So I want everything to still mix and match, even as we're in between seasons. Like, I feel like right now, as we have part of our winter stuff out and part of our spring and summer stuff out, that is the time where it is more important for me to make sure that I'm not putting stuff out that's not going to be adorable worn together. I want them to be able to put their outfits together and look really cute no matter what they're wearing. So start pulling out anything that is just standing alone, awkward. If it feels like it's an awkward piece in your closet, let's decide why. Is it because it doesn't match with the majority of your clothes? Or is it because it's your wow piece and it can be worn with stuff? You just have to add a little extra styling to make it its best with your outfits. That's another thing. And if you're stuck on that, book an SOS call. That's absolutely something we can do. Or just send me a picture in the Facebook group and we can answer those questions in there. You can join that at the SOS Mom Show in Facebook groups. Okay. Let's see. So, all right, if you're struggling with what to keep for next season or what to keep in your closet, ask yourself if it's something that you would actually buy right now. Like, if this was at the store, would you purchase it? If not, you're probably not going to miss it. The other thing is, do you even know what your style is? Like, what are your style goals for this next season? I personally love doing a Pinterest folder for myself and kind of just glancing through as I'm looking into what I want my wardrobe to look like into this next season. What are the pieces that I currently have? What are the pieces I'd like to add in? Usually it's a new pair of pants or a different pair of shoes. maybe a style of top that I don't have a lot of, which I never have a lot of, but maybe it's just a different shape of something that I would like to add in to my wardrobe, to make, you know, just to make some more unique outfits. Okay. So as I am looking through my closet, when I pull out the stuff, I make an assessment. Do I have enough to get me through an entire week of clothing? Yes. I'm an adult. I do not wash my clothing every single day. I do not have toddlers that are using my clothing for tissues anymore. So I can wear the same clothes a couple of days and be okay. The other thing is, how many do I have the right layering pieces? So is my closet full of basic t-shirts, plain stuff, or just, you know, easy grab and go clothes? Or do I have those pieces that I can put together to make it look styled? That is what I'm asking my clients all the time. That is, I feel like the adding the style in is one of the biggest things that people get stuck on, because they have their wow stuff or their work stuff or their church outfits, their occasion outfits, but then their everyday stuff just gets so boring and so plain. Or if it does have style, it's so obvious that it's the same outfit. So making sure that I create enough variety in my wardrobe and in my clients' wardrobes so that they can create those awesome mix and match options for every day that still look well styled. If you are stuck in creating that style, number one thing that I want to encourage you to do is add accessories. Okay, if you are stuck in your style, your accessories, they can be a hat. It can be tucking your shirt instead of, or like a French tuck, which is just partially tucked in the front and the rest is out, to give you a new look. Put a belt on. Your belt can be worn over top of your clothing. I was wearing a oversized button-down shirt. Honestly, it was my husband's with some black jeans. And I put a elastic waist, like an elastic belt with just a clip. It was great. My grandmother's, it came in her box of stuff that she was no longer using, and I pulled it out and I kept it, and I actually wore it this week, and it was so cute. It was just a black button down with the black elastic belt over top to kind of give it the cinching, and then black straight leg jeans. And then I did a necklace with it. I did a big chain necklace because that was kind of my style. And then some hoop earrings, just small hoop earrings. They're smaller than a quarter. But just to give it some style. And then I had a couple of bracelets. I think I had three bracelets on, two bracelets and a watch, something like that, just to give it some style. So adding a belt, adding some jewelry pieces, adding a hat makes a huge impact in your look. And I would suggest, if you do not wear hats, if you feel uncomfortable in hats, maybe you just don't have the right size hat, or maybe the ones that give you the right style. So go try on a couple of different ones. There's, I mean, goodness, the dollar store has them probably. Walmart has them. Target has them. Amazon has them. They're not expensive. They're under $20, and you can get some really super cute hats. Try on a couple of different looks. And honestly, if you just put on a hat with your basic outfit and three accessories, you look so much more styled. Like, just adding that little bit of time and attention to the details makes your outfit go from looking basic to styled. Okay, so take a minute and pick out some accessories, put something on. It can be sunglasses. It can be a headband. It can be, it can be just a belt or some kind of something, a jewelry that would give you a statement. It would be just something to look like you put a little bit of attention into it. Then once I've gone through my clothes, I kind of pull together a couple of outfit ideas in my head, or I lay them out on the bed. So if I'm unsure if these are the things, if these things can be worn together, I kind of lay it out on the bed and just take a look at a couple of different bottoms with whatever pieces I was kind of stuck with, I try and put together a couple of outfits, because if I can't put it together in five different ways, it's not going to be something that's going to get the best use in my closet. I need to be able to put it together with five different looks. Okay. Now that can be with all five pairs of my pants. I can wear that same jacket with it. And maybe I just wear it with, three shirts, but I can wear it with all five pairs of pants. So that jacket, because I can wear it with three different shirts, I can wear it, or three different pants, and I can wear it with five different shirts and make it look like a super cute outfit. Just by changing up what shirt and what pants I put it with. So, same with skirts, like what tops can you put it with? Does it go with your jackets? Does it go with your cardigans? You know, what are your layering pieces? Are you using your button up shirts as jackets? Are you using them to button? You know, how are we doing these things? What are we using them with? Are we still wearing our lightweight sweaters this season? Can we tuck them in? Can you use that button up short sleeve shirt as a vest? That's, you know, what are some ways that you can change up the looks and still give yourself a lot more variety with the same pieces? So I know for a fact that using the right pieces, you can have 20 items, 20 staple items, and you can create over 100 different looks if you have the right pieces. It looks completely different when you accessorize it differently, when you put it with a different top instead of the same one, and when you layer them differently too. Sometimes you would put the short sleeve shirt over top of the long sleeve shirt. My daughter on her own wore for church yesterday. It was not my pick, but she got new tennis shoes and she wanted to wear them. She put them with a pair of jeans that had holes in the knees. Then she put a tiered layered sequin skirt with it, a black hooded sweatshirt, and then she put her new t-shirt that had a pink leopard head on it. So it had a leopard in a pink leopard color. So the over top of it, and this was her outfit. And I mean, it was a lot, but it was adorable and it had all of her personality in it. And she wanted to wear her hair down with a braid in it. So we just made it work. And that's a whole new look. I would have not suggested that outfit for her, but that was what she picked out and that's how she got dressed. And I just let it go. It really was adorable. But making sure that what we're choosing are pieces that we can create a variety of looks with, and maybe step outside of your comfort zone and try it a little bit different way, like my daughter did with the t-shirt over top of the hoodie. Like, how stinking cute is that? It just gave her so much more personality in her look. So that is what I would recommend for you. And if you are stuck and you are having trouble, book an SOS call and let's get that fixed, okay? I will walk you through step by step how to create different looks. I will give you a variety of different ones to try together. And I will tell you what the piece is that needs to go if there is a piece that's just making your wardrobe feel a little bit meh, and give you some style, some maybe fill in the gap pieces as well. All right, I hope you are having an awesome week and enjoying these warmer days. Hopefully you are having warmer days where you are. I will talk to you really soon on the next episode of the SOS Mom Show. Talk to you soon. Bye.